permitting, just permitting, actually, you know, just actually let yourself become aware of the person next to you. Water. I think we will survive.
It was real.
I think we will.
And John's not here.
And John, our organist would be dead right now. We would be having a funeral on Sunday for the organist to hear to sing that. So that was one of God's blessings. Right there before our eyes. We're gonna be on paragraph 7. Thank you. That's cool.
That's gonna good be yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Page 224. Okay, that's cool, Meryl. Thank you so much. The atonement, when the court says the atonement means the correction of error. It says the atonement means the correction of error. And wholeness, the court says wholeness is happiness. So that means that a happy state is a whole state. Okay? So that used to sound like a real abstract term, wholeness. And this just means, it just means happiness. So that sentence reads, the correction of error is not the price of your happiness. But correction of error is the price of your awareness of your happiness. Having your errors and your fears undone is not the price of your happiness, but it is the price of the awareness of your happiness. If you ever want to be aware of your happiness, you have to undo your mistakes and have your mistakes undone. What you chose to sell had to be kept for you since you couldn't buy it back.
Thank you.
Yet you must invest in it, your happiness. You must invest in your happiness, not with money. You don't use money to invest in your happiness. You must invest in your happiness by using your spirit. You don't invest in your happiness with money. You invest in your happiness with spirit. And the course says spirit is mind and spirit is will. So you could say, I must invest in my happiness, not with my money, but with my mind.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back. Correcting your mistakes, that's not the price of your happiness, but correcting your mistakes, that's the price of your awareness of your happiness. Okay? You chose to sell your happiness for anything that's upsetting you. That's the price you pay for your selling your happiness. I was peaceful, but I'm going to give it away because I don't like your perfume. So I just sold my happiness. But since I sold it, it still was kept for me, and I need to start back investing in my happiness, but I don't do it with money. I do it with my mind. I do it with my spirit. I do it with my will. It's going to take me using my will to become aware of my way.
Okay.
Now, in case you think, notice when I teach the course, I always say I'm saying the Course in Miracles definition. Now, watch the very next sentence. It says, for spirit is will. So when I said that, I wasn't making it up. I was telling you that when the Course says, I am spirit, it's the same as saying, I am will. That's powerful. And it says, and will is the price of your happiness. Getting into doing what you will is how much your happiness costs. Your happiness costs you doing what you want to. Okay? Your happiness comes from you doing what you want to, being in your real will. And your real will is not to suffer.
Yes.
Okay? That's your unreal will. Y'all, some of y'all heard that. Okay, let me put my glasses on so I can see it. Okay. I think I look cuter without them, but I can't read. So I had to make a choice. The court says it's absolutely insane to think you need to put little pieces of glass before your eyes before you can see. Just call me crazy. Because I think I'm a body. I'm fooled. I am fooled. I really believe I'm a body. It has to eat.
Yeah.
And breathe. And go to the bathroom and pee. Don't you?
Yeah.
You know. There is a part of me that absolutely believes I am a body. There is a part of me that absolutely believes I am a body. Key word being part of.
Yes.
Part. Okay. So it says, I said again, spirit is will. Will is the price of the kingdom. And the course calls the kingdom perfect happiness, which I think is beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, when it says kingdom, it's talking about your perfect happiness. So that means will is the price of your perfect happiness. Your inheritance, which is what? Your happiness. awaits. Only, your happiness is only waiting for, your happiness to come to you is only waiting for the recognition that you have been redeemed.
Yes.
Now, redeemed sounds deep, but it just means, you know, you have been healed. So I'm scared to even think of thought like that. You have been healed. You have been redeemed. Now, here you go again. The Holy Spirit, which is your loving right mind, your loving being, your real self, got it?
Yep.
Is guiding you into life. Could have fooled me, I thought I was already in it. Okay. You're in death because you are where things die. Haven't you noticed? Okay, so this is not the life world. This is the place where souls come who think they're so guilty they deserve to die. And I'm here to tell you, it ain't gonna work. You can't kill yourself to get away from you. You will follow you after your death. You are your own ultimate stalker. I might not be there wherever you end up, but you will. So don't be worried about me. You need to be worried about you. You need to get you on your side. Right, see?
That's right.
The universe agreed with me. So you with me?
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit, now you don't have to believe me. If you think you have to believe me, you won't hear this most fabulous story I'm about to share. Okay, just look at it like you're a kid and somebody's telling you a bedtime story. You don't be asking for their credentials when they do that. Okay. So don't ask for mine. This is just a bedtime story. <La-da-da>. This is you. All right. So, this is the little problem. I pretend I'm your right mind. I'm trying to lead you to a life that doesn't end. But you must relinquish your investment in death. Or you will not see life. Even though it's all around you. I'm so invested in fear that I don't see the love, even though it's all around me. I am so invested in the lack thought that I don't even see my abundance, even though it's all around me. So I can guide you where you want to go. If you want to go to Las Vegas, I can guide you there, but you got to let go of your investment in Denver.
Yeah.
Or you'll stay here. See what I'm saying? So you can defend death, and I can defend death, and we can all say why we think death is real, but that's investing in it. Investment, the course says, is in systems. Just look at me as a living black course book.
Okay.
And I make a lot more sense to you.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you. I went out with a guy tonight that was a living black course book. That's different. You won't see the love, even though it's all around you, unless you stop investing in your way of thinking that doesn't make you feel good. That's what I need to hear.
Say that again.
Good luck.